Good evening, everybody. It's your boy Kurt Big Foley. Welcome to Chasing Pavements. I'm here tonight with my co-host
Lisa D.
Tonight we're talking about 13 Reasons Why. Yo, it just dropped season 2 on Netflix last week, Friday, and my mind's blown. I don't know how you feel. How you feel, Lisa?
Okay, definite fan. For those of you out there who don't know, you live under a rock, I don't know. But for those of you who don't know, 13 Reasons Why is a Netflix original series, right? So the first season, I believe, dropped last year, probably about spring 2017. And it highlighted, the story of a young lady who committed suicide in high school. And she left behind some tapes. And, you know, each tape highlighted a different person or reason why she basically committed suicide. So the kids are passing around these tapes and, you know, they involve parties at least. Were passing around these tapes, and it was just like a whole big thing. And then her parents, they were suing the school because they felt the school their fault was a whole big mess. So everybody's been waiting for season 2 of this show.
Season 2. Dog, I should have me on the edge of my seat. I felt like I was watching a Marvel movie. For real.
Like, I don't know, man. I walked away from this feeling like, man, I just need to watch my child, everybody else's child, all the kids of the world. I need to watch them like a hawk.
Yo, honestly, I like how they swung season 2 from tapes to pictures. I really like how the director and the producers on that switched it up, because that was big. It took it from the view on just Clay to Tyler and basically everybody who was in a photo of that, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I have a lot of unpopular opinions as they come to this show. First opinion, Hannah's a hoe. I don't care what anybody says. No, you're not supposed to speak ill of the dead. There's no way you can watch season 2 and not feel like this is a very promiscuous young lady. That's my first reason why I will watch my teenage daughter like a hawk already.
I mean, but they said in the show, like, it's kind of hypocritical because she liked one dude, she kissed another dude, she had sex with the next dude. Like,
that's not really true. They lied, man. They lied. Listen, I'll just prove that theory right now by clarifying what she actually did. So, she kissed, what's his name? Justin. She kissed Bryce. That's already two people. She kissed and played around with the girl. That's three. She liked Clay. That's four. She was screwing Zach during the summer. That's five. She went on a date with Marcus. I don't think they did anything, but she still went on a date with him after she had already, like, kissed, dated, or had sex with three other members of the sports team. There's no way you can tell me, Hannah, it's cold. Cut it out.
Hashtag facts. Hashtag facts. I feel you on that. I fell asleep doing a couple scenes, but I enjoyed the show. But she was a hold up.
Oh, wow. Okay, now this is not a slut shaming segment. Now, this is not what we're here for. I'm just stating the fact that Hannah was promiscuous, and you know, season 2 really brought that out. In season 1, it made it seem like she was kind of being innocent. She was being targeted, that she didn't really partake in activities. Then in season 2, you find out, you know, all of these things they didn't really bring to the light in season 1. So I'm just, you know, I just can't, you know, let that fact slide by. But this is not a slut-shaming segment.
And saying that brings me to say this, watch your kids. And that's why I want to go ahead and name this episode. We're going to name this episode Watch Your Kids. Because freaking in the end of the season, when, you know, it climaxed, when Tyler was getting ready to go freaking shoot up the school, I'm pretty sure everybody is wondering why. I'm pretty sure everybody is wondering why, like, his mom's asking if he's okay and what's going on. And he's, like, blatantly lying. You know what I'm saying? That couldn't happen in my career. It wasn't no closed, locked doors. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom's looking in your face every day, looking in your eyes every day. Like, my mom, if I would have got raped, God forbid that ever happens, you know what I'm saying, to me or anyone that I love, you know, I don't wish that on nobody. Mom's gonna look me in the face and see what the hell happened to your face and why you got blood on your pants. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not even recognizing the signs. And
you know, for me, like, these sort of topics are always going to bring forth a difference of opinion, because in these situations you have to be careful not to blame innocent parties. And a lot of time the parents are innocent in the sense that they don't know, and there's nothing they could have acted, nothing they could have said to change the outcome of it. You know, especially when you're talking about these kids are seniors. What this man had to be like 17, 18, you know, like there's already a certain amount of distance a teenager has from their parents naturally as part of life, as part of
this story. Teenager history, you know what I'm saying? And that's just like the teenager over here in Parkland, you know what I'm saying? These teenagers have history.
Blaming the parents, though, that seems like a bit extensive. Like, you're, like to blame the mom for not noticing a scratch, like, come on now. Like,
he was beaten, bruised, and raped. And it was noticeable if the mom had looked at him. Granted, she didn't look at him. But honestly, me and your house and the parents' house, I assume it had been an open door policy, and your parent would have looked you in the face and known that it was something wrong that day.
No one does that to their 17, 18 year old. Like, keep the door, unless like the other guy in the and this goes back to what can you really do to watch your kids? Because as you're proposing, keep the door open, well, remember there is a character, Alex, who previously shot himself in the head but survived. So now in season 2, Alex's parents doesn't allow Alex to close the door. Mind you, Alex's parents, his dad is like a police officer. His dad was already strict prior to Alex trying to commit suicide. So after the attempt, Alex's dad doesn't even let Alex close the door. They have like rules, like 45 degrees, 30 degrees, like literal rules. Alex still managed to get yet another gun and almost kills another student. Like, so what can you really do to watch your kids? You know, like, how much watching can you do? They're going to leave. They're going to go to school. They're going to do extracurricular activities. They're going to hang with their friends.
Like, you deal with your child by a case-by-case basis. I remember I was in, it's a little bit younger than high school, but I was in elementary school. My mom checked my book bag and found my knife. You know, and granted, these kids in high school, but Alex had that gun for a while after he found it inside his book bag. And I'm pretty sure if my child, God forbid, she ever try to commit suicide, I'm going to have a goddamn watch on that. You feel me? Like, how is you not checking your kids? And that's the why I say we got to watch your kids, you know what I'm saying? Your kid come inside the house, look them in the eyes, have a conversation with them. What you mad for? You ain't going to bed with your wife mad. So
I don't know. All I'm saying is that these kids these days be going through stuff we can never imagine. We went through stuff our parents didn't imagine, and there is just no amount of lockdown that could really 100% secure your child. You feel, especially at 17, 18, because if you were extremely strict prior to 17, 18, this is the age where most teenagers come to light. Like, they'd already come to life, or they come into life now, like, or they're leaving you. So that's like a thin line. So I don't know, but what do y'all think out there? I mean, if you see 13 Reasons Why, if you didn't see 13 Reasons Why, what do y'all think? Like, you know, how far is too far? How strict is too strict? Like, what can you do? Like, how can you watch the internet? How will you know if your child's being cyberbullied at school? You know, how do you know these things? Like, I don't know, but you guys definitely check in the comments, because I want to know. Clearly, me and Kurt have a difference of opinion, so I guess we need the people to chime in. How strict is too strict when you're watching your child? That's what we need to know out here.
That's a big point. Y'all hit us up in the comments, because we want to know. I'm pretty sure everybody got different opinions, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my parents wasn't too strict. I used to go party when I was freaking in high school. Like, my manager used to buy me liquor, you know, I was underage. But I used to get back home and be good, you know what I'm saying? And I wasn't extra, extra wild. Shit, I probably did worse underneath my parents' watch. You know what I'm saying?
We like, do not promote underage drinking.
But hey, watch your kids, you know what I'm saying? Watch how many privileges you give them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay blessed. Hit us up, Chasing Pavements. Thank you, Lisa D.
All right.